possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
64 degrees right now. Going to hit 70. That's our high today. Mm. And it's going to be rainy all day. A potential thunderstorm, depending on where you are, around between 7:30 and 8:30 this morning.
Okay.
So watch out for that. And it looks pretty pleasant for the rest of the week. High is 72 tomorrow, 77 Friday, 82 on Saturday, and then the rain comes back on Sunday. But we need it.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Boy, do we need it.
So dry. Drier than your grandma.
I'm okay with that. Do you want to
ask Grandpa?
Do you want to
Grandpa? Ain't all happy about it,
bro. What do you think Grandma and Grandpa are doing, man? Especially my generation of grandparents, like they didn't have sex for like 40 years up until they
That's
died.
That's what they want you to think, man.
Bro.
Grandpa was diddling.
No way.
Oh yeah.
Hips far too fragile on women of that generation.
And around the holidays, he was backdoor Santa.
Okay. Well, let's take that and move it into a different direction.
Okay. Yes, please.
Away from the back door.
Not backdoor Santa so much, but sexuality.
Oh.
So I'm at the gym yesterday.
Okay.
Right. There's
all
a
right.
reason.
Be a
sexy
weird
at the gym.
Transition.
Okay. No, let me explain.
I want to go back to the other thing.
Let's go back to backdoor Santa.
So, you know, if you go to the gym, you got people you know that you don't know, like gym people.
But you just kind of know them.
Yes. Like, well, no, I don't know them at all. I don't know your name. It's just you see each other.
But they're there all the time.
Yes. You see each other around the gym enough and you're like, hi. So, like, now you feel like when you're like close to them, you have to have a conversation. This guy I'm about to describe to you, I know nothing about him other than what he looks like. And what exercises he does. That's
okay.
all I know, right?
All right?
So we're in the dressing room just by chance next to each other getting undressed. I'm about to get in the shower. And we're talking, how's things, da-da-da-da. Again, we don't know each other. It's this weird thing you're forced you have to do.
All right.
So he takes off his shirt and, like, around down the side of his neck, he's got, like, these red marks.
Oh.
And I go, oh, man, did you drop a weight on your neck?
How would you do that?
Well, I'm surprised you said anything. I feel like I'd just be like, oh, that's weird.
It was, ooh,
you know, I don't
want
to point it out. Yeah.
It was so alarming, I couldn't help myself.
Okay, so it was like you got hit really hard?
Well, they were like
bruised?
They were like red bruises down the side of his neck, like multiple. And I go, what, did you drop a weight on your neck?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, it's this girl.
What?
They're hickeys.
Adult hickeys.
He's a grown. Now,
he admitted that to you,
and he was like,
"Lady hickeys."
And he wasn't like bragging. He was like, "Oh no!"
Why did you just say it's a rash and move on?
I know. Well, I would just lied.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I'm standing next to him in a locker room. I don't know if you want. I got a rash, everybody. Rash.
Yeah. What's worse at that point?
Got a rash.
So he admits he's dating some neck
vampire
sucker.
Yeah. So like, well, he says this to me, and I don't know what to say because, look, I'm with you. I realize I've made a mistake, and I don't know you all that well, and I don't know how to have this conversation. So I'm just like, oh. And I'm just like looking at him wide-eyed. And he goes, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know. I don't know. She just does it, and I don't know.
She's half gal, half guppy.
So, do adult women still give hickeys?
Apparently, yes.
When's the last time you had a hickey?
Oh, man, it was like high school.
Same with you, Kenny?
Probably, yeah. I don't recall the last time.
Yeah.
No, because I'm with you. I was thinking about this on the ride home yesterday from the gym, and I can't remember the last time I had
hickeys. Were like pre-knob. Like, you got a hickey before you ever got a knob.
Well, I mean, that was the thing, right? Like, hey, baby, what are you yeah, so yeah. good?
Right. It was a gateway to your knobbage.
You got a hickey before you really knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of thought. Like,
That's what I'm saying. It was like your introduction
you're new to
foreplay.
Yeah, it's not something you're doing on purpose most of the time.
But as a goddamn adult.
So are there people that are into this? 252
Maybe that's what it
like
is.
Like a fetish.
Well,
pain.
He calls everything a fetish.
Well, that would be if you're an adult sucking necks, that's a fetish.
No, but here's what's weird. If this guy is telling the truth, because I get yeah. maybe if he was into it, he's embarrassed or he doesn't mm-hmm. want to tell me, because again, I don't know the
things
guy.
Things got a little carried away.
Okay, but like if it's the way he describes it, Kimmy, he doesn't like it.
No.
She likes giving them?
Yeah, that's weird.
Or she just never learned that people don't like it. Not everybody likes it.
Out of your whole life, somebody would have said,
what
are you doing?
Who would tell you? You'd have to be in a pretty comfortable relationship, I guess, for somebody to tell you, please stop.
But think about how hard you'd have to suck on someone's neck to leave him. And by the way, this guy, he looked like a cheetah. Like, like now that I'm thinking about it, like, they weren't just like circles. The reason I thought he dropped weight on his neck is because they were like,
took up the whole.
They were like
area.
Mouth size. Yeah.
So she was like working it. Oh, man.
If you were with a woman.
Yeah.
All right. Because you were single for a long time.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that you're unlovable.
Thank you. But I am hickable.
You're into this chick.
Yeah.
Good looking.
Yeah.
Great sex. But she keeps giving you hickeys. Would that be enough to stop it?
No.
No.
If we're having a good time in the sack and if she wants to do that.
Like every time, though.
I'm not going to stop.
But you got to walk around explaining what's on your neck.
That might be a problem.
No, that is a problem. That's what I'm saying.
But
he
does
have turtlenecks now.
Yeah, it's true.
You could hide it if you wanted to.
You got to go back to when Tommy was single, when he had those giant collars, but he always kept them open like he was, like, you know, walking down the street in New York City in the 70s. Well, you can't tell the way I Like, you would have to come into this room every day.
Yeah, but if she's hot and she's, like, buffing the floor with your ass.
But, okay.
You might.
You don't think it would get old?
It may, but, you know, I would think it would take me a while to get there. I mean, most guys would probably put up with it if you're having a lot of fun with this
but
shit.
But if you let her keep doing it, then you're never going to say stop because now it's gone too far and she thinks you like it.
But I never think that. I never think through that stuff.
That's why we're having this conversation now.
who I think was into hickeys.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think I would let her do it. I wouldn't be crazy about it, but I also wouldn't stop it.
You'd be a 45, 50-something-year-old man walking around with hickeys all over his
body. Well, yeah, you could tell her, hey, you know, why don't you try this spot over here?
Well, now you lost a nipple. She inhaled it.
Yeah, but, like, move off the neck.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like, do that maybe just to cover it up. And I'll buy shirts with even huger collars. When I put them on, I can't even hear.
I'm even thinking, like, depending on what job you have, imagine having to explain that to coworkers or clients or patients, whatever you do.
Yeah, if you're
for
a sales
living.
Guy going around like that, yeah.
Well, and to your point, Kimmy, like, I know, like, Tommy's the only man that pulls off turtlenecks, right? And he doesn't even pull them off. He just wears them.
Yes.
Like, when it comes to men's outfits, if that is above a collar.
Yeah, you don't have much. You can't do much.
How do you hide it? You can't
unless
put on
you get
makeup.
Really good at makeup.
But how would you do that? How am I going to explain why I have concealer in my car? That's going to be a little suspicious.
Yeah.
And this woman's giving me hickeys and leaving me marks. I don't want to know what she's going to do when she's mad.
But I think most guys, if she was really doing it for them, would just let it happen, even if they didn't like it.
All right, let's take it a step further.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. This guy in the gym, I know, yesterday, he's getting undressed next to me. He's got these marks on the side of his neck.
Yeah.
And it was so jarring. I was like, whoa, did you drop a weight on your neck? He's like, no.
Drop a weight on
I'm your telling neck. You, man, it looked like he looked like battle scars.
Yeah.
No, this girl I'm with is give me hickeys. Like, he wasn't even, it was just sentence fragments. It was going with hickeys. I don't know. Would you stay with a woman that marked your body in any way? Scratches, slaps. Because again, I know that we walk around with clothes on, But I think you're underestimating how many times and what parts of your body are exposed. Like,
well, I'm trying to think of what I would tolerate, basically.
Well, let's say she's into it. Like, she's going to, you know, throw you around a little bit. And for you, you're easily throwable.
Yeah. It's like she wanted to scratch me.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, like, it just happens. It's not like a
or bites you.
Yeah, biting. I mean, there are some women in the throngs of passion that the teeth come out, the nails come out.
Well, I don't want to, you know, hit an artery here, but... I don't have a very high threshold of pain, so I could take a little bit.
Well, plus,
like a spanking or something?
Well, it's not so
well,
much.
You wouldn't see that.
Not so much the pain in the moment, just the marks that are left behind. Yeah. Now, you bring up the spanking, Kimmy, you could get a crack across the face, and she leaves a mark behind there.
Yeah, that would be fun. Like crack in the face? No.
Every woman ever met you has had a fetish
people
about
would cheer for that.
Cracking you in the face.
Well, I worry about my teeth and everything, you know?
Have you ever, Kimmy, have you ever left a mark on a guy?
Crush souls.
I don't think so, but I'm sure, like, as a teenager, I left a hickey.
Okay, that's it. So hickey would be his.
No, yeah, like, I never bit anybody.
Yeah, you can't bang Southern women without getting banged up yourself. You're going to get scratched and dented just like a pickup.
Well, you know what they say.
What's that?
Rubbin's racing.
Oh, you know it, buddy.
No, because there are some women, and I know you've experienced this too, and I don't know how common this is for other men, where they don't realize how violent they are in the moment. And like
you look at the aftermath.
No, you'll even notice it in the moment. You will notice it as a man. But like Tommy said, if things are going well, you don't want it to stop.
Right.
Like there have been a couple of occasions where it was like, ow, 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 but I'm not going to yell, ow, ow, ow. I'm just like writing like, please stop, please stop, please stop.
I always figure like when it got like that with a girl, like she was with a bigger guy before. So like. I'm small, so like she doesn't realize like what she's doing to me, like because like in a big dude
like
you
think it hurts more on you than it does that.
Yeah,
other
because I'm thinking like if it's
a
guy
take
a
bite
his
better?
Size, you know, he's a big guy, right?
But I'm never do an impression of me doing that ever.
No,
again.
But like if she's grabbing my shoulders or like, but she's like pumping on me hard or something. Figure like she must have had like a big dude before.
I love how he goes, she must have been with a bigger dude. Yeah. Like there's a smaller dude she could have
well,
been
like,
with.
Travel dude, size dude.
Every dude she's ever been with in the history of woman has been bigger than you. Ever. No, because there have been times where I've been hurt.
I guess an injury to your skin is going to hurt you no matter what size you are. Anything that's going to leave a mark is going to sting.
I mean, like, have you ever had blood drawn? Like, have they ever drawn blood when they were doing it?
No.
Okay. Because I had, I didn't realize it.
How did that happen?
It was just scratching. Like, okay. She scratched.
Yeah.
She just scratched.
But you got blood on
it. Well, on my back. Now, I didn't realize that it wasn't like a wide open cut. It was like, you know,
scratch.
But I had a white, I'll never forget this. I was wearing.
You probably left a mess behind.
Well, I was wearing a white Celtics t-shirt. So I'd gone over, things happened, whatever. And I left and I got home.
It must look like OJ on a date.
Bro, I took my t-shirt off and I, like, you know, throw it on my ground. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, there's just these lines of blood across the back of my
God.
T-shirt. I had to throw the t-shirt out. I couldn't
Slasher.
Get the blood out. But yeah, like, but how do you go back to that person? Because you're not in a relationship with them.
No.
Right? And I'm not going to say, like, stop because I don't want this to end.
Right.
So
you just muscle through it.
Yeah, but like I had to make a conscious choice to wear a dark shirt every time. I'm not even making that up. Like when I was getting dressed, like,
were you dressing like Tiger on Sunday? Going for blood, baby.
Oh, we got messages on Facebook coming in. You can always get us at the WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan says, my wife still gives hickeys. I've asked her not to, but I think she likes to do it, which is weird.
She marks you.
I would be the one getting the pleasure, not her. That's a good theory, Kimmy.
This man is taken, everybody.
Is that what it is?
Could be. I don't think, like, though, when you're caught up in the moment, that's necessarily what she's thinking about.
I'm trying to figure who's getting pleasure out of a hickey.
Well,
I'm not. You're just sucking on my neck. Who's?
Well, there are people that are very sensitive, like when things get going.
Like an erroneous zone?
Well,
erogenous zone?
I thought it was erroneous.
Did you call it? Did you sincerely try to contribute to the conversation?
Yes, I did.
Erroneous zone.
The erroneous.
Erroneous zone was one of the worst Italian race car drivers that ever walked this planet. Erroneous zone, he says. You're the dumbest man I've ever met.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
I think more stroke based on erroneous zone. Kimmy, you were saying.
I was going to say. I kind of always figured, like, if a woman was, like, into being a little bit rough like that, like, if she always had to find somebody that was also into it too, otherwise it was never going
to
work.
But there's only one way to find
out. And I think even if you get to that point, like, that couple has to establish, like, boundaries and stuff for it to really, like,
I don't
be
think
a
guys will talk
thing.
About it. I don't think guys are going to just sit there and take it.
I'm with Tommy. Unless, like, you are, like, in serious pain, you're not going to say anything. You're just going to let it happen.
So I told you, I worked with this one kid when I was working in the grocery business.
Yeah.
And he would go home for lunch. And apparently the chick he was with, they were, like, into this stuff. And he would come back red.
But he was into it, too.
Obviously, because she must have been choking him. I don't know what the hell she was doing to this kid, but he kept going back for it, man, because 3-4 times a week, this kid looked like a hothouse tomato. And you could see, like, her hand marks on him. And he was like a redheaded kid from Boston.
Oh, so that was going to stand out.
Yeah. Oh, you know that's right.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. Like, what? Because you're right. There are guys that are into, like, being choked or slapped around. And stuff.
Like, I would think, like, a guy like that would have to find a woman that's into that. Because even if, like, a woman was willing to try it, I don't know if you can, like, become that person.
I don't know, man. I think y'all would love to work us all over.
Yeah, I think
like, every one of you want to slap us around.
No, and he's right. If I told my wife, like, I want you to really lay in, I wouldn't even have to finish a sentence.
Yeah, pow!
How was that? You like that?
Just going in the basement looking for a baseball bat.
But, like, you know.
Work you over, like, Paulie Walnuts.
Or Erroneous Zone, with the famous Italian mobster.
I hear he was connected. That's why he won all those races in Le Mans.
Race car. But, like, you know, you brought up the whole thing, like, you're not going to say anything, Tom, because you don't want it to end.
Right.
But there would have to be a line where, like, I can't take this anymore. All right. So same girl that we were talking about before. She's leaving the marks on your neck. You said you'd let it go. All right. During sex, down the road, she starts choking you.
Yeah.
Would you tell her to stop?
Nah, I need the breath, man.
No. I need the breath. Well, yeah, she's not going to, like, choke you out, but she's, you know.
Choking would be the worst.
So choking, you would say in the moment, stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pansy. Can't take it. Not a man. Oh, you little girl hands are going to strangle me, choke me out, help me. Oh, no, it's Ronda Rousey. She's going to take me out. I don't like it. Kimmy, what's a more modern female UFC fighter?
Okay. Honestly, I don't know.
Ronda Rousey will stick with that one because that's the only female UFC fighter. Right now.
I mean, I've been assaulted a few times by women.
Yeah, but not during sex.
No, it wasn't. It was like, you know, they wanted to F me up. Yeah, you know?
But they were like, sexually aroused after they did it to him.
But the pain, like, to legitimately get slapped by a woman's backhand when you don't expect it, to this day, I feel it. Like, when I think about, like, her knuckles hitting my face, like, and it's weird, I can feel that.
Well, they do say, Tommy, it's the punch you don't see that knocks you out.
I can still hear the wind in the hand coming at my face.
Do you think, though?
That was at Perkins.
Great advertisement, by the way, you just did. Go to Perkins. Knuckles across the back of your face.
I wonder, though, if people are going into relationships or hookups kind of knowing this ahead of time, just based on, like, what you can look for with dating apps and stuff. Like, you can find somebody else that wants that, or they put it in, like, their profile, like, this is what I'm into.
Okay.
Do they do,
like,
that,
you,
though?
Like, you can probably connect with people based on, like, you know, just based on what app you're joining or what dating service you're joining.
So you can prep for the pain that night.
Yeah, but again, like,
take a couple of, like, Darvis set.
Like, we found out there are, like, kink clubs and groups that people can go to if they're into certain things and they want to find like-minded people.
Right. You're right. We found out we had the biggest sex dungeon east of the Mississippi in Rochester.
Yeah, how about that?
It's here, so put that on our Visit Rochester pamphlets.
It's the Astrodome of Pain.
Always 72 degrees.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, our job is the news.
Yeah.
We consume the news.
Yeah.
We have our fun spins and takes on.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen every headline there is known to mankind.
Yeah, pretty much.
Until you haven't, because I'm going to be honest with you. Never in a million years did I think I would turn on the national news and see this headline. Because if you have this food in your freezer, and you may, you want to listen, you need to take it back immediately. Immediately. Because there are some food recalls that people will mess with.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah. Do not take your chances with this.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. What I am about to read you is verbatim a real headline that exists in the world right now.
So what happened? Real shocker.
All right. Walmart recalls Great Value shrimp after FDA warns of risk of radioactive contamination. This is a real story. That is happening right now in the world. Walmart is recalling nuclear shrimp. So before we get into this actual story, now we've talked about how it is not your imagination. Over the last few months, there have been way more food recalls than there have in the past.
Okay.
Some of these food recalls have been really bad. For example, the Boar's Head deli meat not only shut down deli counters across the country for like a week, people died.
Mm-hmm.
It was very bad.
Yeah.
But in a million years, I never would have imagined that stores would be selling nuclear shrimp.
Radioactive shrimp.
Okay. So here's the thing. As of now, there are no confirmed radioactive shrimp that have
They got ahead of it.
Yeah, they made
it. So I don't think anybody's consumed any of this radioactive
shrimp. It's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying right now, there are no confirmed radioactive shrimp that made it to stores. The reason this was caught, the frozen shrimp were imported from an Indonesian company that are sold at Walmart.
Teddy.
Okay.
What are you doing, Teddy?
So apparently when these shrimp were coming over, they set off alarms that are meant to detect like
oh.
things for terrorism.
Oh, okay, like a dirty bomb.
Yeah, so the shrimp can be contaminated with a radioactive isotope called cesium-137.
It's one of my favorite. CC-137.
They say they're doing this over an abundance of caution. It was detected in a single shipment of frozen shrimp from Indonesia. They say that shipment did not enter U.S. commerce. However, it does seem they can't be sure that other shrimp that would have come from this place that already got through hasn't been contaminated. So here you go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If you bought great value frozen shrimp with a Best Buy date of March 15th, 2027, you are going to want to go online and check the code on your bag to make sure you don't have fat man or little boy sitting in your freezer right now.
I remember that it was the day, March 27th, when Grandpa ate him some radioactive shrimp. Grandpa's got a glow. He got it from the Walmart store.
This is how comic books start.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he becomes like shrimp radioactive boy. Man.
Yeah. But what would you do? Is like what
turns into a giant shrimp?
You'd be atomic boy.
No, but there's no shrimp benefits I would get.
Now breathe underwater.
Or like Spider-Man gets a web. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
the shrimp wouldn't be cool.
They're not like super strong. They don't even have arms. Man.
Yeah.
I would also think with something like seafood, like any recall. You should probably take a little bit more seriously than your average recall.
With seafood.
Like, I would never mess with seafood, period.
No, I agree with you. I agree.
Hey, when you buy seafood, it's on the brink of killing you. Think about that. So, like, anything
like
after that.
If you get pregnant, like, that's the first thing they tell you to avoid.
No, all of these are fair statements. However, I don't think there is a food that exists where if somebody came to me and said, hey, before you put that in your mouth, that might be radioactive.
Yeah, I'm out.
Where I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice here.
Yeah.
All right, so I have a serious question.
What's that?
And we are not smart people, but we live in a town of smart people.
Oh, yeah, we
do. People that understand science. We have a lot of big science colleges here in Rochester. Mm. Let's say I have a bag of radioactive shrimp that I have purchased.
Yeah.
And it's been sitting in my freezer for a while. If I was handling the bag of radioactive shrimp.
Just handling it.
Can I get sick? Is there like a long-term effect?
But it's sealed up. You didn't open it.
Yeah, but I mean, it was detected in...
But you bought it, you put it in the car.
I carried it
in the freezer.
Yeah, you got it. Brought it home, put it in there.
Ah, you're fine.
I feel like they would tell you.
Can you move your hand like this? You're fine.
It's not
radioactive.
It's not broken and you don't
have it. Yeah, you're fine.
You don't have a tumor.
I feel like they would also warn you, like, if you touch the bag, also wash your hands.
Well, you also may not want to incite panic in people.
But you might start.
Yeah, but again, don't tell people, right? If they get it without even eating it.
But if you handled it, I mean, unless you start feeling weird, you wouldn't. Think it.
Well, but what's feeling weird? I don't know.
Well, I mean, like you feel sick because you're poisoned with radioactive material.
Well, I don't know what radioactive poisoning, radiation poisoning feels like.
Okay, so I did see the movie Chernobyl. It didn't look good.
Okay, thank you.
That's based on reality. It looked pretty horrible.
Okay, no, I get that if a nuclear
your skin might
reactor
start to look a
like
little irritated.
Boris started to melt.
No,
pretty
I got.
Quick.
I don't think you're getting that from a bag of shrimp.
Well, I don't know, but like maybe a touch of that, maybe a touch of what Boris got.
No, okay. Furthermore, let's.
You think ghost shrimp is scary?
Let's say in a hypothetical situation, some of this radioactive shrimp did get through,
right?
And you have a bag of this radioactive shrimp, and you bring it back to Walmart. What's Walmart gonna do with
it? Do they want it back because it's radioactive?
It says bring it back to where you bought it.
Well, that makes it sound like it's not a good idea.
It also says
they should just give everybody a check.
Okay, you ready for this? And here's where it gets a little scary when you go, they would have told you. Quote, what should you do if you bought the shrimp? Consumers who bought the shrimp cited in the FDA notice should throw it away. So,
okay, how do I get my refund?
Okay, well,
because don't forget, it's also been in a Walmart truck, a warehouse, a store.
Yeah,
it's
a freezer.
If it's been leaking, it got into all that.
Okay, so I'm going to read you a quote here from the FDA.
Yeah.
The cesium-137, that's a radioactive material.
Number one, baby.
Detected in the imported shrimp sits below the threshold of levels of concern for imported food. The product at this level would not pose an acute hazard to consumers. However, the FDA noted that repeated low-dose exposure to this carries an elevated risk of cancer resulting from damaged DNA living within the cells of the body.
Okay, what does all that mean?
It means that, I guess, what they're saying is...
It can't kill you right away, but it could give you cancer.
If you
eventually
kept eating it over and over and over again.
If so, I serve it with rice, is that like...
Balance it out.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
The starch of the rice pulls the radioactive
material. That's what I'm thinking, right? Soaks it all up.
Okay, so avoiding products like this.
Radioactive products.
Is a measure to reduce exposure to low-level radiation. All right, I guess then, if they're saying it's not dangerous, right? Like, I'm not going to, nothing bad is going to happen to me. I can just throw it away. It's fine. Whatever. How much of that shrimp would I have to eat where it becomes a legitimate health hazard?
Oh, I'm assuming, like, you eat a bag of shrimp.
Well, no, because it says long-term exposure.
Serving? Oh.
I don't know.
Well, that, okay.
What does that mean? Like, I ate it so it's in my body, or like I keep being exposed to shrimp?
See, when I read it, I'm going to read you the quote again. All right. The FDA noted that repeated low-dose exposure to cesium-137 carries an elevated risk of cancer resulting from damage to DNA living within the
body. All right, so repeated means I ate a bunch of it.
That's what I hear.
Okay.
That's what I hear. But like, so all right, how many
shrimp?
How many radioactive shrimp do I have to eat?
Like a skewer of them, right?
No, I think it means like you'd have to eat like bags of it.
Oh, all right.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, but they also don't say how they think the shrimp got radioactive.
No, they don't.
That would help. Like, maybe not fish around there anymore.
Well, they may
by the power plant.
Well, it could also be something that came across it in the middle of it
again,
being
packaging
prepared.
Or something.
Okay, then again, why?
I don't know.
I'm assuming, like, was this shrimp swimming around and picked it up then?
It's a good
in the
question.
Water?
Well, so I've also read, Kimmy, can you Google this for me, that sometimes bananas are slightly radioactive and like
but they're so cheap, bro.
Large
99 cents. I'll take the risk.
Large quantities of bananas can also set off these detectors when they're coming in. Because
when they gas them,
I know. I think it's the bananas themselves.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Radioactive banana
so
would be a great name for a
baseball team. It says a small fraction
team.
Of all potassium is radioactive, so it's naturally in radioactive,
potassium?
But not to a harmful degree.
Oh,
but is it the same thing that we're talking about here? Cesium.
Can I eat it with one of them lead vests they give you when you take an X-ray?
As long as you put it over right.
Okay.
Because of the starch. Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Signs of radiation poisoning. Short stature, thinning hair, bad jokes, trash suits, and bright shoes.
Oh, thank God. Dodge that bullet.
252 WCMF, a man that is smarter than us. Maybe he knows something.
Who's that?
Talking about this radioactive shrimp that has been recalled by Walmart. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Oh, the dark cloud.
In the radiation world, there is actually something we call a dosage of bananas. So how many bananas would you have to eat in order to get a dosage of radioactive substance?
Okay.
So that is an actual thing that people talk about and take seriously. If you read the report on this, it doesn't seem like that the shrimp ate something like uptaking food to ingest the cesium. It seems like it was prepared in such a terrible place that God knows what was laying around, and it said it's in insanitary conditions, and the cesium is probably the worst, the least of your worries. It was prepared in such a way that, you know, it's just dirty and awful, so I wouldn't eat it just based on that.
Oh, wait, he's talking about Steve, shrimp, and nuclear bomb.
Emporium.
Yeah, here you go. You've been out there? Got a deal on shrimp and plutonium.
Yes.
That's all I got, Dix.
Jeremy, thanks for the information, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. He does make a good point.
What?
If it's being prepared in a place that could have radioactive material,
there's
definitely pubes in there.
Well, but hold on. Shrimp.
Most of the seafood you probably eat comes from overseas.
Yeah.
So it's all this, probably the same factory style stuff.
This is also like the cheapest
stuff.
Of cheap shrimp, I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, it's coming from Walmart. They buy it in bulk, but how come none of this stuff is set off this detector
before? I don't know.
How bad is it getting?
Getting pretty rough out there, bro.
All right. So I guess the moral of the story is, beware of your shrimp from Indonesia.
Check your shrimp.
There you go.
Each shrimp could be your last.
All right, let's take a break.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your wallet can be stolen.
Oh, sure.
Your car can be stolen.
Damn straight.
But your house as a whole, safe where it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like someone can like pull up a flatbed and like tow it away.
Right.
Well, it turns out where you live or what property you own may not be as safe as you think.
So it's up for grabs.
Well, as long as, Tommy, there are people like this willing to do what they did.
So what's the move?
It's actually pretty remarkable.
It would have to be.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
This morning, there was a man from Texas who had some land in our area.
Oh.
Stolen from him.
A land snatching?
That's exactly what happened. The vacant land out in Ontario County was sold without his knowledge, and it's now caused a massive mess.
But wouldn't they have to have that guy's signature to sell
the
house?
Yeah, like who sold it?
Oh, man, a signature. How could you get that?
I don't know.
But like, did somebody just come in and say, this is my land now and I want to sell it? So like, who sold it?
Allow me to explain.
Yeah.
Authorities say unknown scammers used a fake ID to impersonate the man who owned the land and start pitching it to potential buyers. And they found a buyer, Gerber Homes.
Developer.
Legit home building development company. Yeah. But the scammers were not done. They forged several documents, including the deed to the land, and it all went through. In fact, as we speak, the legitimate, like, government-issued deed to the land is in the name of the new owners, not the guy who owned the land in the first place.
But the amount of people, take the scam out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of people that had to have looked at this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And didn't catch it.
Well, I mean,
is astonishing because, like, that's a major developer of homes. Like, they do this for a living.
Yes. Yeah.
And they got swindled.
They got.
And then, like, all the legal stuff, and then the town has, you know, the documents. Holy Christ, man.
They managed to pull it
all off.
It's
genius.
These scammers scored $35,000.
Goddamn.
And there's nothing in the story about them being arrested.
So they kind of just took off, disappeared?
They may have.
So they already got their bank, they already got their check and
gone.
Split?
It's gone.
So did they have face-to-face interactions?
That I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's a good question. I mean, I would imagine, I guess you could fax signatures back and forth. And this guy lives in Texas, so that could be his excuse. I'm not there, so I can't meet with you face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Even more frustrating
for
the guy who owns this land, county officials out in Ontario County, say it's going to take time and a judge's ruling to restore the ownership of the land to him. So right now, this property is in this weird limbo where technically it is owned by Gerber Homes, but they're not going to build anything, obviously, because they realized they were part of this scam.
Right.
We're victims of the
scam.
They posed
as him, so he's out the coin and the property.
Well, here's the thing, though.
At the moment.
He's going to get the land back, it sounds like. That means it sounds like Gerber
is out
$35,000, unless there's some kind of insurance that covers them.
Okay.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Did either of you guys know this was a thing?
No. I wouldn't think it's impossible, because at some point, somebody's going to figure it out.
I would think that it could happen on more of like a smaller level. I wouldn't think that a developer would get scammed by something like that. Like something to that that level, that amount of money. I would think it would be tougher to pull off than just like a private residence that somebody scammed somebody.
What they do for a living.
Sure, sure. How easy is it to forge these documents? Like you said, there's a process along the way. People have to sign off on stuff. There's government. Yeah. There's private. There's
lawyers. A bank.
Exactly.
Like the banks would have to
Unless
they pay cash.
That would be a flag. But
no, Gerber would have paid cash.
But they probably don't.
I don't know. Just
I'm just assuming they don't pay cash.
To cut a check for them and just send it along the way, right?
But still, that would have to. Yeah.
Could something like this happen to someone's house?
Oh, I don't see why not. Yeah.
I mean, you would.
I thought that this has happened to some extent with renters, at least. Yeah.
So for those who haven't seen this scam before, there will be scammers. They will take a picture of a random house. They will put it up on Craigslist or whatever place like that.
Yeah.
And they will get people to put a deposit down before they tour the apartment. And the excuse will be, listen, I own the home. I live out of town. I can't let you in, but it's open. As soon as, you know, everything clears, I will send you the key and the apartment is yours. And they send them a fake key. They try to go and boom. They've been scammed.
But the property didn't change hands.
It did not. In this case.
This is like the property changed hands.
Yeah, signed off on.
God damn.
I wonder if this has happened to abandoned homes or homes people aren't living in. Or is somebody like poses as the owner and somebody buys a house that they think that they own and it turns out they didn't.
But again, how much value is it in those houses? I mean,
thinking of the expensive houses. It would be somebody that has a house here.
Yeah.
Has a house in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They close up the joint for the winter, go sell.
Yeah.
The house just sits there.
Yeah.
And if nobody's checking it out, it's wide open.
If I have access.
Those would be pretty nice houses if you're a snowbird.
No, agreed. But like, let's walk through this. And and obviously don't do this because it's super illegal. And if these people get caught, they're in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A man in Texas who owned some vacant land in Ontario County had the land stolen from him.
Stole!
After a couple of scammers
created
a fake ID in his name, forged a whole bunch of documents, and sold the land without his knowledge to the Gerber Home Company.
Yeah.
$35,000 they made. They've split. They don't know where they are. Meanwhile, the land, officially according to the county, belongs to Gerber.
Yeah.
Even though it's going to eventually, looks like, go back to this guy, it's going to take a court ruling and a whole bunch of time. If I have a key to somebody's house, like a family member, this would be pretty easy to pull off, right?
The lease. But, I mean, you would have to know the fundamentals of how this stuff works you don't get pinched.
I would just have to fake an ID
of
them, right? I would have to create a deed to the house, and that's it.
Right.
Right? What else would I need?
And then they buy it from you, but they would go to their bank to get a loan.
Unless I go, look, cash only sale.
Okay, there would have to be something like that.
Kimmy can back me up on this. There's plenty of people.
Yeah.
Who are like, I'll pay you whatever you want. And look, in desperate times.
That would have to be, that scenario would have to like all fall into place.
But I mean, it's not that uncommon right
You're
now.
Right.
In desperate times, always show a rise in scam.
Yeah, everybody's jumping at anything they can grab.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, guys. Thank you.
All right, what do you got for us?
I was calling in because this is a real thing happening all over the place. Even some of the companies that sell you ID protection are offering like deed protection now so that if this happens, you've got some insurance there to cover you.
Okay, but here's the thing. I would think that once the scam is uncovered, like it's pretty obvious I have been ripped off. Why do I need insurance for that? Like go back and put it the way it was before, you dicks.
Yeah, it's just paperwork.
Yeah, but it can be done without your knowledge even until it's over with, you know?
Okay.
I think just about anybody can go to, like, the county clerk's office where your deeds are registered and at least start the transaction.
Maybe we should stop that. Like anybody could just walk in and go, hey, I got this house over here I want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I got a lot of houses I want to get rid of.
See this neighborhood? All mine.
Want to get rid of it. Unload this crap.
City of Rochester, own every house. Kevin, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. See, I would feel, here's how dumb I am.
Yeah.
I would feel like I'm getting scammed if someone's like, hey, let me sell you deed insurance. Also, how about backyard water insurance? And you need to go talk to the wallet inspector.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Troy. Hey, Troy, how are you, buddy?
Good, how you doing?
Good, what do you got, Trey?
So I read another article about the same thing that happened. Some guy was out of town. He owned property here, and he had his childhood house on it. Some scammers sold the property with the house on it to a development company. The development company demolished his childhood house that he still owned.
Oh, my God!
Built a million-dollar house on it, realized they got scammed, and they had to give up that million-dollar house.
So who got the house? The guy that originally owned the property?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, come knock my house down, man.
But that's, well, but that's childhood home.
That's a there's a reason.
Where's that family going
it?
Anyway?
Well, they did get scammed like this.
And they left town.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Troy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
What if you couldn't afford the home they built?
Yeah,
you'd end up having to sell it anyways, probably.
The taxes, but the taxes.
Didn't even think about the taxes. No,
or just the upkeep, you know.
Oh, the upkeep.
I wouldn't want the upkeep.
Oh, too much.
You know, maybe the most alarming part of these scams that we're hearing about,
yeah,
for how complicated it is, it does feel really easy to pull off. Because let's say I'm going to buy land, a cabin, a lake, house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Nice.
It would not even cross my mind until just now,
yeah,
that the person trying to sell it to me did not own it.
Yeah.
Like, until I saw this.
It wouldn't be that hard to fake, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, until I saw this story just now, I didn't know that you could fake and forge these documents.
Right.
And again, keep in mind, the story says the scammers had a fake ID with the rightful owner's name and picture on it. So if you did get suspicious and go, well, let me see some ID, that wouldn't save you.
Yeah.
You'd still get scammed. It seems borderline impossible to catch someone that would be doing this to you.
Yeah, as long as they're a good actor, right? Because
yeah,
let's say you drove out to the property, and he's there, he's the owner, and he walks you through the joint. He's already been in there and cased the joint.
Yeah.
Right? So he could just tell you like he's lived there his whole life.
And I mean, not to mention, when you are renting an apartment, buying a home, I mean, even with Gerber, right? Like, they've I'm sure, 15 irons in the fire at all times.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your eyes off the ball. There are so many things to distract you. Like, if you're moving, for example,
mm-hmm,
you got a laundry list of packing, changing addresses,
oh, yeah,
getting help from friends, right? It would be really easy for you to be like, yeah, of course I'm buying a real house from a real person. Holy crap,
oh,
man.
And your whole life gets turned upside down. Hey, you don't have a house.
Bill writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Looks like he's in Florida. Mm. He says, this happens down in Florida, and scammers have stolen deeds of homes without the owner's knowledge.
Well, I was thinking about somebody like my brother, who has a house in Florida and has one in North Carolina, and they go back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And that house sits there for months.
Oh, yeah. God forbid the guy that owns two houses catches a bad break, huh?
Let's
all really hope that doesn't happen to him.
What if they get all his guns?
Oh, no.
And all his, like, dead iguanas that he shoots in the front yard.
And all his bourbon that he doesn't open.
Yes, or drink.
To everybody.
He could be ruined.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about the scam out in Ontario County. Guy from Texas owned some land out that way. Some scammers created a fake ID in this guy's name. They forged documents and deeds. They sold his land without his knowledge for $35,000 to Gerber Homes.
Yeah.
Legitimate business. When they figured out what happened, technically Ontario County shows that Gerber Homes still owns the property. And the folks out that way, government officials say it's going to take time and a judge's ruling to get it back the way it was. Walter's got the last word.
Walter.
Hey, Walter.
Walter.
Morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, this almost sounds like something that could be added out to Monopoly game.
How so?
Well, you know, because in that way you can educate people on how to scam, you know, and, you know, on property and build houses and stuff like that, just like you do in Monopoly, but
okay,
have a scam, you know, add to it.
All right, I feel like we can save this call by saying his name funny again until he hangs up.
Thanks, Walter.
Walter. Thanks, Walter.
Bye, Walter.
Bye, Walter.
There See? Goes Walter. Gee, you fellas, you ever play Monopoly?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.